Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
This is crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It's I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Monday. It is Veterans Day, 11-11-24. Hello, fellas.
Hello.
I saw this. I must have missed this on Friday on the text line right before we got off the air. And I was just happy to see it pop up on the text line, and I didn't even pay attention to it till literally about 30 seconds before we went on the air. And I don't even know what this was in reference to. It might have been our clip of the day or something. Devin from Coeur d'Alene said that he and his wife got his mom a fake indoor plant, you know, so it was plastic, basically. And his mom, they didn't know at first, but his mom thought it was a real plant and was watering it like crazy.
Oh, just, yes.
And come in, they said they let her do it for a full year before they told her it was fake.
Didn't it just pour out everywhere?
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, you have to have managed that at some point.
That must have been in response to the clip of the day, because it was the flight attendant who said that she was asked by a passenger if Catalina Island was Hawaii.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And then
that's what it was.
She was like, well, it reminds me of when I went to a store and asked about a succulent or something.
Yes, and they gave her the fake plant.
Yeah,
that's right. I mean, yeah, Kevin, they would have to, like, you'd have to manage that, like, keep pouring out the water.
Well, yeah, we have a fake one here, and Amelia always asks, Papa, are you sure this one's fake?
Yeah, it's, I mean,
it does
legit
look more real than the other ones, and I'm like, it is. She's like, can I water it? And so I was like, okay, you can do a little water in it just for fun.
Yeah, right.
And of course, it just pours right out the bottom. And you're like, oh, well, see, that's why we don't water that one.
Oh, gosh, dang it.
That's it is kind of fun, though.
Yeah. No, I am with you, though. The fake plants are kind of hard to tell. I mean, a lot of time, that's good on the fake plant.
Good on the fake
plant. Good on the fake.
Oh, yeah.
They're the fake so good plant manufacturers, A+, man. Good work.
I should get some plants.
Well, fake ones are cool.
Well, you know what? I think I should get a couple real ones. I mean, it's not that hard to water something, right?
No, and your little sunlight. You just get the hardy ones.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just get a few of them, maybe, that...
Steve, you don't have any at your house, do you?
Fake plants?
Or just, well, any plant.
Or real.
Any plant. I'll take any plant.
No, Alex.
No plants?
No plants for 200.
Would you like one?
I mean, I don't need one.
Like, maybe, I'm trying to remember, do you have a small kitchen table? No?
I do.
Okay. Like, you could put, like, a centerpiece. Do you have a centerpiece on your table? I can't even get it out without laughing. What am I asking this for?
Why are you asking?
That's so dumb. Oh, you know what I need to get you? This is genius. Centerpiece, Kevin, you've seen these before where they have like the paper napkins in the little holder. You know, it has like the salt and pepper shaker type thing, right?
Yes.
It's like a mini, what do they call it? Lazy Susan?
Oh, yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like you could spin it around, and in the middle, it has all these paper napkins. And what does my wife have a lot of? Paper napkins. Huh? Mm. Two birds, one stone? What do you think?
Why would you get that for me, though?
I don't know, because you don't have a centerpiece on your table.
But how does that help in your napkin situation?
I'll be giving you paper napkins to put in there.
No, I got paper towels. I'm good.
Oh, you think you are till I give you these napkins, bro. What are you going to do, turn them down?
Yeah.
My sister posted yesterday. I wanted to look this up and see if I could get any yays or nays from the audience out there.
The yays or nays. Mm.
She posted a picture that said, any friends want some spider plant babies? With a little question mark.
I don't know what that is.
And it's a plant, Jay, that kind of looks like Khalif Battle's hair.
Okay.
If you will. But green, obviously.
Yeah.
But if you just put a head in there, it would kind of look like his hair.
I don't know. And I don't know. I've never seen it.
It has like a little offshoot of it down below that's growing, and I'm assuming that's what she means, is that you can have one of those. Oh, and my soon-to-be nephew's wife, she said she wants one from her classroom.
I mean, I'll take one. I'll trade you some Thanksgiving napkins for it, Jody.
Oh, man, Jody loves stuff like that, too, Jay. You're talking her language.
I love a little barter.
What are we bartering?
She has all that stuff. I'll see if she wants, if she wants some napkins for one of her spider babies or whatever.
Yeah, I will trade you three magic beans.
All right.
Did you look up the spider plant?
I didn't. I tried to get to your sister's Facebook page. I couldn't find it. So,
oh, no.
I know. I don't know. There's a lot of them. The only Jody James that came up was in Australia.
And these look great when they're in a pot.
Oh, I see.
Is a hanging one?
Oh, yeah. I've seen the hanging one
looks like, you know, Michael Ajayi's hair or Khalif Battle's hair from Gonzaga. But these other ones, when they're in a pot, they don't.
Looks more
like a plant. I'll tell you this.
Yes.
I will buy anything and put it in my house that reminds me of this.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I might have reset at some point.
What are you talking about?
Is that possible?
No. Are you talking about the fact that you think you may have tampered with your odometer?
Yeah.
Kevin James.
You don't think that's possible?
I mean, from a guy who sometimes is confused putting the defrost on, I don't think you're probably tampering with the odometer.
You know, accident, there's a lot of buttons.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Woo, hey, what's up, everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've already wasted some of my time this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got up and I put on pants. Sweatpants.
Yeah.
Don't get too carried away.
Okay, I was shocked, but and now I'm back.
I had my sweatpants on, and I was sitting here, Jay, and I went to connect my little device from home that connects to you in the studio.
The broadcast unit.
And the way I hear you normally is through headphones.
Sure.
And I did not have the headphones on yet. I was just connecting it, then I was going to put them on. Well, I forgot that I also wired this into my computer so that I could turn up the computer speaker and hear the music and hear you talk and all that stuff. So I didn't have to wear headphones for 4 hours straight.
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. And if I go to the bathroom or whatever, then I can also hear you
saying,
hey, Dum Dum News.
Mm.
Just kind of the typical stuff you say. And so... but I do appreciate the reminder.
I guess we're going to go ahead and tell everybody what I call you for a nickname.
Sorry, yeah. So I do that. I turn the little connection on, and as soon as it connects, it's got a song playing.
Right.
And...
oh, bless you. It. Whoa, cough and sneeze. It's cough and sneeze in the morning with producer Steve.
Ooh.
I haven't had a sneeze.
That was new.
For days. What was that all about?
Yeah.
Tickle in the old nostril. What's that?
Allergic to work?
I might be allergic to work. Yes, that could actually be. So, Jay, I turned the thing on, and my speaker in here, I had been watching something on my computer, and speaker volume was at about 100, and it was so loud. It scared me so bad. One of those where it scares you so bad that you can't figure out how to even turn it down. You're just like shaking.
Oh, man.
Like,
yeah.
You back away from it, which is the worst thing because you need to get close to it to shut it off.
Right.
So after about 3 seconds, then the pants that I had put on, they were scared off of me.
Yeah, right.
So I got no pants on. Pantsless.
Back to just undies. And yeah.
Oh, okay. So they all connect.
I'm not taking the time to put them on again.
Okay. Wow. I had a similar situation yesterday. My wife was listening to a video she had taken through the car. So she, it's Bluetooth through the car.
Yeah.
And to hear the video she had taken, it was kind of quiet, so she had it cranked up.
Sure.
And then she switched over to something else, and man, whew, I think about 3 years of my life right there. And you can't back away from it because you're stuck in the driver's seat, going, what was the speed limit? I think the speed limit there is like 85, 90. So you're going pretty good there. And then next thing you know, boom, it's so loud you... It scares your pants off, and you don't even put them on.
Yes, you have no pants.
Drove the rest of the way home.
No pants. Also, pants on the ground.
Thank you.
I screamed at the television so loud yesterday, and I think it was, pretty sure it was during Yellowstone.
John Dutton, am I right?
John Dutton, am I right, huh? Johnny? John?
Moral of the story. You know the moral of the story, right?
What's that?
Don't make Taylor Sheridan mad.
It's the moral of the story. That really is it.
I don't want to get too far into it in case you didn't get to see it last night.
But, No.
I'm not going to be the person who just blurts it out, thanks to the Facebook posts, though.
Yeah, I especially
for those for those in different time zones. I appreciated that.
Oh, JC, I avoided all that, luckily.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know that John Dutton's not on this season. We all know that.
At some point, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
yeah, there's he's, you know.
Spoiler alert.
But do we know what happens? Right. I mean, that's just it. You have to watch and see with old Yellowstone. But during one of the Yellowstone commercial breaks, you know how some commercials are louder?
I'm familiar, yeah.
Whew. I'm sitting here. I remember what the commercial was, and I'm going to say it.
Do it. I dare you.
Sue me if you want to.
Oh, wow.
Because I was not happy with them. It was commercial break, and the commercials are louder anyways than the TV show, right?
Right.
We all know that.
Yep.
And so it's pretty loud. I have Yellowstone loud because I'm deaf. Then I go to commercials, and I'm like, that's pretty loud. I should probably grab the remote. And I'm like, nah, it'll be fine. And then it goes to a Coors Light.
Oh, wow.
The train, the Silver Bullet. It's like a little 15-second ad or something. It is so loud. I was so mad. I was just screaming at the television. Like, what is your problem? That is not that should not be legal. That is not legal to do that to someone.
I think it actually isn't. I think they have to go a certain, I think there's actually rules on that, but, you know.
Well, that could not, if that's
I don't know who's
rule,
monitoring that.
I don't know. Yeah, either Biden fix it before you leave or Trump fix it when you get in. Because that is garbage.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Next thing you know, she's got an egg. And
next thing you know,
she's like, Papa, this egg has a hole in it.
Oh.
And there's a baby duck in there. You can see the baby duck. Oh. And I'm like, well, why would there be a duck in the chicken egg?
Okay.
I don't know. There's a duck in there.
Kevin James.
So then we had to open it up into the sink. And guess what?
Wasn't in there.
No duck.
No duck, yeah.
Just an egg yolk.
Cool story, bro.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Yeah, look at that guy in there.
Whoa. Did you just whistle at me?
Kevin did, yes.
Whistle at me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, good morning to you, too.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. Jeez. So, I guess I'm a thief.
Oh, no.
Well, you witnessed this, Jay.
Wait, what did you steal? Kevin's heart?
Well, yeah. Perhaps.
Yeah.
String cheese.
Who did you steal it from?
Jim Diamond.
I mean, you didn't steal it. He gave it to you.
No, I feel guilty about it.
I know. Steve doesn't take it. If you give anything to Steve, he feels bad about it. He's like, Steve, no, I don't want it.
That's not even close to stealing. Wait, there was a conversation?
Yeah, because Jim was sitting there. Was that on Thursday or something?
Yeah, Thursday or Friday.
Yeah,
one of the two.
He had three string cheese. And he tears them off individually, and he goes, here you go, Steve. Here you go, Jay. I'm like, oh, and I didn't even try to give it back to him because the person just gave it to you. That's clearly something they want to do.
And he pulled an actual piece of string cheese and handed it to you.
Both, yes.
Like the whole thing, not just one little
sliver.
Yeah,
the package.
Oh, the whole package. Okay.
Yeah, not that's a fair question. He just had one, and he just started peeling it the long way. Here you go. Take this. No.
Yeah, that'd be a hard pass.
Yeah. No, he gave us an individual wrapped string cheese.
Yeah.
Each, yeah. He was just showing his generosity.
Yeah.
And you're like, dang, you probably said thanks,
I did. I go, oh, thanks, man. That's awesome.
Well, no. Okay, here's the deal.
And then Captain Awkward over there was like, oh, boy, I don't know. What do I owe you? I can't take that. Give it back.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was like, no, I'm not going to take your string cheese.
That is what he said.
And okay, then, that's fair one time.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's a fair thing to say once.
Yeah.
And then what did he say?
Well, then he gave me a look. Like, what are you, out of your mind?
What, are you too cool for my string cheese?
Right.
Yeah.
And then it started a whole thing.
And that was it?
No. It became a thing. And now it's a thing.
And now it's permanently going to be a thing?
Yeah.
I think you need to, you're not the only person that struggles with this.
Okay.
You have to accept
everything.
I'm not going to go quite that far. If someone is giving you something out of the goodness of their heart, you accept it gracefully and just, even if it might be something you don't want, Steve. I don't know.
Well, I've gotten better at it.
And that includes a compliment, Steve.
Seems fishy.
Got him there, huh, Kevin?
Well, because the giver wants to stop giving when it takes away any of the fun of giving.
Yeah, there's joy there.
Even with a compliment, Steve. If someone gives you compliments and you always just have a bad reaction to it, eventually they'll be like, you know, I'm going to save my compliments for others.
Well, you can never have too many compliments to share.
I mean, you do a great job here, and then you... It's hard to accept compliments. There's a lot of people that have that same thing. In fact, I think most people.
I don't.
I did say most.
I'd like to hear them. Call now. Text. Any compliments for me, I'd love to hear them.
The line is now open. Everybody, compliment Kevin at 509-441-0999. I'm going to go all in.
Let me just say now, oh, thank you. That's so nice.
Yeah, see how nice that was when he said that? And it's okay to be humble about the thank you and, you know, have gratitude and all the rest of it.
All right.
So you do a great job around here, Steve.
Gee, thanks, Jay.
Okay, that sounded insincere, but I'm going to go ahead and take it.
What? Don't put G in front.
I think it sounds very sarcastic.
Oh, gee.
Oh, gee, thanks, Jay.
All right, fine. How about this? Thank you, Jay.
Nope. It did not seem...
Nope.
Right. Fake voice.
Yeah, okay. That's right, Kevin. He was doing an impression. Thank you, Jay.
thanks, Jay.
Yes, there it is.
That's a little better. Yeah, that sounded like Steve.
This one off the text line. Kevin, you sure are great.
Oh, that was it.
I don't know.
Thank you so much.
That also seemed like there could have been some sarcasm in it.
Yeah, right? And that's, you know, I'll hear what I hear.
Yeah, exactly.
The Kevin .. Yeah. You're great.
You are so great.
Might have been some sarcasm. It's kind of like when
Steve always says to me, you are really something. You are really something.
Well, at least you can read the tone because he's saying it out loud. It's the text that gets you messed up.
Yeah, I'll say it to your face.
Yeah. Boy, you are really something. Isn't that something?
Yeah, I don't have a problem saying it to
your face. Yeah, exactly. Well, it is Veterans Day. Congratulations to our veterans for being amazing and awesome. And, you know, a couple of the, we have some of these, but we'll play them all day, but some of the country music artists were asked about, you know, just Veterans Day in general, like Brantley Gilbert.
Veterans and active duty folks have always been close to my heart. I didn't, they did, kind of thing. And I feel like we owe them a thank you. But not only that, there's a lot of issues that need attention. There's 22 of these guys and girls killing themselves a day. There's a lot of things that are flying under the radar that I feel like if we have an opportunity to shed some light on that, we should.
That's a great take by Brantley Gilbert. And Dierks Bentley was also talking about it.
For me on the road, I just think about being gone, you know, 2-3 days at a time, maybe a couple weeks at a time. You know, that seems like a long time when you have kids. And these soldiers, you know, they're gone for months, you know, years at a time. And they have family back home. That in itself is such a huge sacrifice. And that's just the beginning of it. You know, that's just scratching the surface of what these guys are doing every day, preparing for battle, actually being in battle, being wounded in battle, sometimes, you know, dying in battle. And we would not exist without those courageous men and women.
Couldn't agree more. So well said.
Yeah, well said.
And, you know, take the time today. You know, even if it's just sometimes you might not even know a veteran. I think there might be a pretty good size of the population that doesn't maybe personally have someone in their family or friend group or whatever the case might be that is a veteran. And sometimes you don't even know.
Yeah, that's crazy to think of. I mean, especially just around this area, I think, because
the base, you know, helps. Yes.
Yeah, growing up around the base, around Fairchild, and then boy, living in Medical Lake,
sure,
was a real eye opener for me. Just, you know, how many people really serve, and you're like, wow,
okay, absolutely,
this is awesome. Yeah, and so, but you're right, Jay. Yeah, there, maybe you don't know somebody personally, but it wouldn't take long to probably ask around or figure out who the heck they were.
And even if nothing else, just a Facebook post to say thanks, you know?
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, something on your social media.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, bless all those veterans, who have, you know, current and former, or as active duty, as they say. So, you know, we'll take a moment today and make sure you say thanks. They deserve it.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If there's deer near you, I think it's that time of year, be more aware. They're just everywhere right now.
Whoa.
It's like a public service announcement.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're like Smokey the Bear of deer.
Kevin James.
Only you can avoid deer by staying out of their habitat.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Smokey Bear of deer. I actually don't mind it. I kind of like it.
It's true.
I mean, I'll take it. Yeah.
Take what you can get, Jay.
Absolutely, Steve. No question about it. Our text line's open, 509-441-0999. I'm going to look and see what we have to give away here today. We'll qualify for the Seahawks-Cardinals tickets. That's coming up on the 24th. You can qualify for that drawing. What else do I have for you today? Keith Anderson tickets. And one pair, I think, of Chase Matthews tickets left. That concert coming up this Thursday.
Really?
Yeah, they're a very busy week. Thursday, Chase Matthews. Saturday, Brett Young. Next week, on this day, we'll be live from Nashville. Broadcasting live during CMA week. We'll be there Monday, Tuesday, doing a bunch of interviews. Well, we'll do some interviews on Sunday, too. But doing a bunch of interviews live from Nashville, all brought to you by R&R RV.
To the text line.
Ben says, thank you, Jay, Kevin, and producer Steeper. Being so dang entertaining every single morning and having positive energy, the world needs it more. Thank you, Ben. That was very nice. Very generous.
That is very nice. And we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And it's always nice to hear that somebody enjoys it, right?
For like, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those you go, well, hope somebody's thinking this is fun. and it's nice when you hear they are.
Yeah. Michelle, guys, Yellowstone. Wow. That's it. Wow. That's from
Wow.
Just also, that's funny that she said that because I did this yesterday. Kevin, did you have any trouble trying to remember how to get Yellowstone yesterday?
Well,
or you didn't watch it on network TV, did you?
Jay, I thought I was going to. Let's put it this way.
I thought I was going to, too.
I thought I was going to have trouble. And then I just turned on the TV and I looked at the guide.
Yes.
And it was on two channels at once. And I was like, oh, well, I'll just pick a channel. I believed I watched it on...
Oh, you don't even know.
Comedy, no. It had a big C down in the corner. I don't know what that was.
History Channel.
C for history.
No. It may have been, but then it was playing MTV ads. So maybe it was MTV, MTV. Yeah. I know it's on CMT.
Uh-huh.
It's very confusing where you can find it.
And Paramount, of course.
And then it's on Paramount.
And it was on CBS.
And on CBS.
Later. So CBS, though, wasn't like.
Edit it on CBS.
Do you think?
Well, they have to, right?
What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought, well, that's a bummer.
I mean, I
don't even know how you'd show half of it.
My wife and I are like, what is this, like a 12-minute show on CBS from all the edit? I mean, I don't.
No, you know what they do? Just anytime someone gets killed on Yellowstone on CBS, it then just goes to like one of their crime shows who investigates it.
Yeah, that's it.
So bom, it's just like,
dun, 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 yep, dun.
And then they
wrong
do
network.
All the,
that's NBC.
NCIS.
Okay, my bad.
NCIS.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just like yummy, yummy.
What?
Or what? Fruit salad.
Fruit salad. Okay. Yeah.
What is that?
I think they run a Wiggles commercial or something. Yeah, a song. Yeah. Kathy, anyway, she's like, I couldn't figure out how to do it. Was it Paramount? I don't know. Well, I guess I'll just have to Google it. But yeah, that's...
Yeah, I don't know. It was easier than I thought last night because I'm not even sure I have Paramount.
Oh, no.
Wow. But I'm going to get it because I will say I hate the way that Yellowstone is going to end because of the issues with Kevin Costner. And
I said the same thing.
And them not being able to figure it out.
Yep.
it takes away such a major part of that.
It limited their options.
And it really did.
That's what I said to my wife last night, Kevin. I was like, that just makes me angry that they couldn't figure it out. And I'm thinking it's probably mostly on Kevin Costner. Who knows? But whatever. Knows? It's just one of those deals where you're like, you limited a bunch of possibilities. And I know they'll figure it out and I'll be entertained. But
and they sat around for two. That is the bottom line, Jay. As you watch it, you're like, okay, it's still a really good show. You right. really know what you're doing. But man, some of these new shows that Taylor Sheridan has
out. Holy smokes, I started watching one right after that.
Did you watch The Lioness?
Yeah, I did.
How was it?
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I did record it. I started recording them.
Okay,
What's the other one?
I'm interested in, but the new I really want to check out, Landman.
Yeah, that looked good too.
I mean, the two people starring in it are
you
Billy
kidding
Bob
me?
Thornton and Demi Moore.
I know, and John Hamm.
Oh, and John Hamm, yes, right, I forgot. He was in there too. And then what's the other one? The one you watch, Lioness, has Keith Urban's wife.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman.
And who is the other one?
Also known as Keith Urban's wife.
Oh, boy.
Come on, man.
Who else is in it, Jay? There's somebody else big that's in it.
Yeah, Zoe Saldana.
Yes, Zoe Saldana, however you say her name.
Right, yeah. And Taylor Sheridan, by the way, as an actual actor.
Oh, is he in there showing his muscles?
Ripped out of his mind. Right?
Is that not a new show, is it?
No, a second season.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought I've heard of it before.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting concept. But yeah, there's a lot of good shows there all of a sudden. Yeah, the Billy Bob Thornton one, The Landman.
I did see one review of the second season of Tulsa King, which is,
oh yeah,
you know, the Sylvester Stallone, that's another Taylor Sheridan show.
Oh yeah.
And I just saw someone comment on Facebook, so take it with a grain of salt, and just said, I'm so bummed out about the second season of Tulsa King. And then people commenting saying, yeah, same here.
Really?
It was so good, and it's just kind of lost some of it.
Ah, dang it.
Huh. So, I mean, at some point, Taylor Sheridan, you might be spreading yourself too thin.
It seems like it, yeah. Especially when you're writing all of those things. Yeah. Man.
To the text line.
This one said, was a follow-up. Did you guys watch I Think I'm Kind of Mad? That was from Elsa. I mean, I guess I think that's fair. You might
mad?
Be. Yeah, mad.
Yeah. Here's what I'm mad about. The Yellowstone story was never going to end completely pretty. Right?
No.
There's just no completely perfect ending to that show. But with John Dutton, there was a better chance of it being close. I always wanted it to end with some sort of love. Because even though...
Well, it's going
to
end with somebody riding off into the sunset, isn't it?
Right. Even though it's like this show is so tainted and their love is skewed. Like, we love our land and we love our family.
Right.
But anybody else can die and that's okay. Right? Like, it's just like, yeah, okay.
That is the right order, yeah.
That's okay, yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you think about all the things, you're like, that's really not a very good family. But the way they do it, the way they do it. But that's gone now. There's no chance for that.
Hey, don't give away the whole plot, for crying out loud.
Something being done with love. I don't know. I just don't feel like there's going to be love. It just looks like it's all going to be hate from here to the end.
Well, that part's a bummer. And then finally, this one just says, fellas, do you know when studded snow tires can go on my car in Washington? I guess I probably could have Googled that.
Already?
Yeah, we're good.
November 1st, right?
Yep. 1st of November for Washington, 1st of October for Idaho, so.
Oh, really? A month difference, huh?
Yep. That was good math, Steve.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.